Welcome back to Lynchburg Hillcats baseball. Bottom of the fourth inning on tap here at Calvin Falwell Field. The Hillcats leading 2-0. Jake Levy and Eric Wilson with you for this Sunday night edition of Hillcats baseball. And it's a special day here at Calvin Falwell Field. Not only the final homestand of the 2013 season, but we're also celebrating mascot Southpaw's birthday here tonight. So if you're in the stands, make sure you wish Southpaw a happy birthday, the lovable mascot who can be seen doing the Bernie Lean, the Moonwalk, and several other dances to entertain the crowd all season long. He works hard. He deserves to celebrate on his birthday. Josh Elander leading off the bottom of the fourth for the Hillcats. First pitch to him, a fastball outside, 1-0. Elander's had plenty to celebrate lately. He's been hitting the cover off the baseball. 0-1 tonight, though, is the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a pop fly. Shallow center field coming in, Glenn Davis going out the shortstop star. It will be the center fielder, Davis, making the call and the catch as he makes it on a slight jog about 10 feet away from the infield, and there's out number one. Couple of flyouts to center for Elander, although that was more of a pop-out, and he's 0-2, and there's one out here in the fourth inning. So now Elmer Reyes, who also flew out to center field his first time up, will come to the plate. Reyes, a 291 hitter this season. Takes a first pitch fastball on the inside corner. Body language tells you Reyes thought that was inside. It's one thing to roll your eyes, but he rolled his entire head that time. Might strain his neck disagreeing with that call. Four hits aside. Hillcats leading 2-0. 3.5 innings in the books. Hillcats batting here in the bottom of the fourth. Now the 0-1 pitch. Swinging a line shot left side. Coming in is the left fielder, Adair. It'll fall in front of him for a base hit. Elmer Reyes, another single. He's able to find some green pasture in left and deliver the one-out knock. Hillcats looking to add to their 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth. They had their first two retired in the third before stringing together a couple of hits to plate a run. Reyes now has hits in three straight games. A 1-for-4 effort yesterday. Trent Moses makes his way to the plate. Elmer Reyes going. The pitch is swung on, skied well to the right side. Back goes Rüdiger to the track, to the wall. He looks up, and that's off the base of the wall. Reyes was running. He will round third. The throw to the plate. The slide. He is safe at the plate. RBI double for Trent Moses. Elmer Reyes scores from first. The Hillcats lead it 3-0. Good job by Elmer Reyes reading that that fly ball was not going to get caught. He was running on the play. By the time that ball landed, he was on his way to third base. No doubt Luis Salazar was going to send him. A strong throw from Rüdiger out in right field made that close on the relay, but Reyes able to slide in well ahead of the throw. Trent Moses picking up RBI number 33 with his 17th double as a Hillcat. And those new additions continue to impress. Now first pitch swinging is Sean McGill. He skies it back to the safety netting, nothing in one. Three runs on six hits for the Hillcats now. Mack is back off the disabled list. 0-for-1 so far tonight. Batting in the 8 hole, which is very low in the order for him. This is a guy who before the disabled list was getting some time in the 4 spot, 5 spot, as he swings and taps one back to the screen. It's nothing and two. They're going to work him back in. Of course, catchers take a beating back behind the plate. Just ask Corey Brownson, who's had 3 distinct trips to the disabled list this season. Mack going as well. We've seen 4 catchers here in Lynchburg. 5 catchers if you include Luis De La Cruz. As the 0-2 pitch. Fastball just below the knees. Good spot for that heater from Davies. It's 1-2. Zach Davies on the mound for his 4th inning of work. He had a scoreless 2nd inning, but the other 3 innings have netted the Hillcats a run. They lead 3-0 as Davies comes set. Here's his 1-2. Swing and a bouncer left side. Charging on it as Esposito. He looks the runner back to second. And the throw across is in time to get McGill. 5-3 put out, and there are 2 away. Esposito played that one perfectly as he charged in, picked his hop, caught it about chest high. Stared down Trent Moses for a minute, forcing him all the way back to the bag, knowing he had the catcher, who's coming off a leg injury running down the first baseline. And Max still seems to be a bit ginger as he heads back towards the dugout. He's not 100% yet, you would assume. That ankle took a pretty nasty spill as he tumbled in Winston-Salem, but He is good enough to go, and he's a tough guy back behind the plate. So he wants to be here for the playoff push. As Emerson Landoni stands in, takes a breaker for a called strike to start the at-bat, nothing and one. Zach Davies showing good confidence with his off-speed pitch, dropping it in to get ahead of Landoni. Landoni serving as the nine-hole hitter tonight as the 0-1 pitch. Swinging a drive to the left side, well struck. Back goes the left fielder, Adair to the track, to the wall. That ball is fair, and that ball is going to net a double as sliding into second base safely is Landoni. He trades places with Moses at second base. The Hillcats lead it 4-0. Second run to come across in the inning. 19th RBI of the season for Landoni. Bottom of the order delivering for the Hillcats here in the fourth inning. The 5-9 hitters coming to the plate so far after Elander was retired. Reyes singled on a hit and run. He scored on a Trent Moses double. Then after a ground out by Sean McGill, Emerson Landoni delivers an RBI double of his own. And the Hillcats continue to pile it on here. This offense is clicking, that's for sure. And that's the thing, Eric, we've talked about pretty much for the last week and a half, is how it's come from everybody in this lineup. There hasn't been one specific guy that stood out, even though David Rome's been soaring up the average ranks. In terms of the power in the run production department, it's really coming 1-9.
That's the thing. It has been a team effort. The only guy who really wasn't getting as involved as you would have hoped was leadoff man Matt Lipka. And then, unfortunately, last night, as he goes 3-4, finally has a good game, has been a struggling couple of weeks for him. Now he's a late scratch tonight. Right now, Matt Weaver's doing a good job filling in as the lineup is still staying hot tonight, but that could be a big factor moving forward.
Weaver has scored one of the Hillcats' four runs, and he's set to come to the plate right now with a two-out RBI in scoring position. He lined out his last time up, hit the ball sharply, but Jason Esposito was able to make the play. Righty-righty matchup. There was a conference on the mound just a moment ago as Kenny Steenstra came out. Now a swing and a foul tip off the body of Weaver. Starts the at-bat, nothing and one. Trying to settle down Zach Davies, the ace of this Keys staff. Now, Frederick had a very similar situation to Lynchburg in that their starting five rotation from opening day is nowhere near the same as it is today, but that's for different reasons. The Keys had guys called up to Double-A and advanced because they were doing so well. Meanwhile, the Hillcats, they saw guys released or removed from the rotation due to lack of production. Now a swing and an easy grounder to second. Jerome Pena has it, throws it across, and the inning is over. But the Hillcats double their lead. Two runs come across on three hits. RBI doubles from Trent Moses and Emerson Landoni being the difference. The Hillcats 4 over the Keys nothing through four innings of play here at Calvin Falwell Field. The fifth inning is next here on 97.9 The Planet.